Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Palm is joining us now on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Mike, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, fellas. You know, Molly, I think we have to tip our caps to David Haugh, the hardest working man in sports media. I mean, he takes on the TV gig and now a third job as Ben Johnson's agent. It's remarkable.
Wow. From the top rope, Mike Paul. Wow. What makes you say that?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, I think we need to just slow our roll a little bit here. Okay. I mean, everybody is so goo-goo gaga. This guy has no executive experience whatsoever. You know, the guy just signed a contract for $65 million. You'd think he could wear a suit that fits him in the most important press conference of his life. But he wears one that's two sizes too big. Look, he had the perfect front man for him in Detroit in Dan Campbell, who handled all things fans, all things media, dealt with the ownership. He has nobody to be his front man now. I mean, that's the job he has to assume. But he's got nobody. Who's it going to be? Kevin Poles? I mean, failed Big Ten commissioner Warren? No. He's got nobody to be supportive of him here in Chicago. Let's just call it as it is, guys. I want to bring some reality to the city of Chicago, okay?
Well, the reality is they've never had a head coach make a stronger first impression at his introductory news conference. It might be a low bar, but he cleared it. And this is a guy that was the brightest available candidate among head coaching possibilities. And the Bears got their guy. And we're tired of the cynicism because this is a breath of fresh air, Mike Palm.
This was a hire just like the Caleb Williams draft. You may not have wanted done it, but you had to because you'd be criticized if you weren't. Everybody said Caleb Williams is the best, so you have to draft the number one. Everybody says Ben Johnson is the best, so you have to hire him as your head coach. I think a better fit for Ben Johnson would have been Dallas, and I think Mike McCarthy would have been a better fit for the Bears. But that's just my opinion. Meanwhile, in your interview this morning, the first thing the guy did was trash his first two offensive coordinators at North Carolina. Gary Tranquil and Frank Cignetti Jr., Kurt's brother. They didn't inspire him to go into coaching. Only Shoup did. And are we longing for the days of the John Shoup offense? They ranked 26th, 28th, and 29th in those 3 years. Does anyone remember that?
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, Mike.
2001 was special.
Hey, the Bears were, I think their win total was like 8.5. Last year, they obviously got the 5 games, but that's not the 0.5 they were after. What do you make of how they'll be? I mean, how will they be perceived going into next year? Do you hold over the horrible season, and then add that to things when the Super Bowl's over and you're looking at your win total stuff.
Well, the division looks stronger than you might have thought it was, too, with the Vikings, right? Yeah, I mean, the Vikings outperformed their win total by eight games. So the thoughts on the division are a little harder. Obviously, they're going to be upgraded because of the coaching change. You got the number 10 draft pick. I would think they were going to go offensive line, right? I mean, that's all indications from what he's saying. I mean, I think your win total's probably going to be right there about the same, 8.5 or 9, a slight dog. To make the playoffs, but look, let's see what happens. I always tell everybody who's so high on this bet, will the Bears win an NFC North title in the next 3 years? That's my question to them. I'm going to give it to you as a pick. Are you betting yes or no? And that kind of tells me how they really feel about the hire.
Wow.
I'd say yes. I'd say yes, but you're not surprised by that.
You're the man's
agent.
Okay,
I'm the agent, so I have to say yes. Speaking of things that might ruin your day, Mike Palm, what do you think about the Raiders hiring Pete Carroll?
Love it. Absolutely love it. People said, how can you hire Pete Carroll? He's 74 years old. But everybody's goo-goo gaga over Belichick at 73 going to Chapel Hill. I don't get it. I think you need somebody with culture. I don't think his message, his rah-rah message is going to be, maybe it wears out after a few years, but the guy's also a pretty good defensive mind, and he's won on every level. So I like it. I like having Pete Carroll in Las Vegas. I think it's great. You know, the Raiders offered Ben Johnson $8.5 million, and he would have taken it, I believe, until the Bears came over the top with the $13 million.
Hmm. All right, help us out. NFC and AFC title game Sunday. Are you with the Commanders at the Eagles? They're getting 6 points. What's your take on that one?
I took six. I mean, when I saw 5.5, I thought it's too high. It got down to 4.5 Sunday night with early money on the Commanders, and then it's been steady Eagles money. Look, the rookie quarterback Daniels, who the Bears could have had, I mean, he's done nothing wrong so far. They're so very efficient. They don't turn the ball over. I know the Eagles have a better offensive line. I know the Eagles have a better defensive line. But, you know, in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes to go and you need a drive to win the game, who do you trust more, Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels? I think I trust Jaden Daniels more, too. Plus, I think Jake Elliott might be a factor in this game as well. He misses two extra points against the Rams. And look, Sirianni seems like he doesn't want to try anything over 45 with him either. The team's lost the confidence. So if it comes down to a field goal, I lean with Commanders as well.
So when you're done ripping us, Mike, what are you going to tell us about Notre Dame letting another offensive lineman drop into the portal?
There's coming back on, the top rope.
First of all, I didn't rip Mully at all. I meant directly at you, Dave. So, I mean, I want to make that clear. All I can say is what a tremendous season for Notre Dame. I think they're going in the right direction. Look, they got beat by a team that was far superior to them. Ohio State had to make about five mistakes like they did against Texas for Notre Dame to win.
Right.
They made two. Yeah. Ubuka fumbled and they had one holding call. I mean, they were clearly the best team.
Yeah.
They'll have to make a 30-for-30 how they lost to Michigan. But I'm very high on it. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed they lose Al Golden, obviously. I mean, here's another one. You cannot be serious. The Colts, they think Lou Anarumo's an upgrade. I mean, Lou Anarumo's been – his defense has gotten worse and worse and worse. Lou Anarumo will be the footnote for why Joe Burrow never won a Super Bowl. So I don't get the move, but good luck to Al Golden. You'll have to replace him. And I think the Irish will be fine. They'll be okay at quarterback. I mean, all Steve Angeli did was throw seven perfect passes in the Orange Bowl in the one drive he got.
We got a minute left, Mike. What do you think of the Bills at the Chiefs? The Chiefs getting points at home against the team that they beat out of habit in the playoffs.
Chiefs are a two-point favorite here, Mully. We opened them 1.5. They're two. I can't play the side because I think it's just a coin flip game. It's a coin flip game. I did play the total over because the weather should be perfect there. And I think if you want to look at props, I think you bet both tight ends over their yards. Kelsey over 68.5 and Kincaid over 35.5. That's my thoughts on that game.
Great stuff, Mike. Always a joy to talk to you.
Drive
thank
safely
you,
out there, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, and good luck to the Bears.
Thanks, buddy. We're going to need it, apparently. That's Mike Baum. He's Mr. Vegas.
That's all we wrote. All she wrote for today.
What a great show. Thank you to everybody. Thanks to we got too many people to thank to get it in, but we appreciate everyone.
Thanks for watching, listening, texting, and everything.
Yeah, all that stuff. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Have a great weekend.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.